Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sade Speaks here on the PWE Radio Network, which stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs. You can find out more about us on facebook.com/ Professional Women Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Sade Dennis, and we're going to be continuing today on our Amazing Women series through all of March, which is Women's History Month. Last week, we looked at just five things that successful women do differently, and so today, we're going to continue our conversation on what successful women do differently. You know, the things that we all do, like you. I know you guys are successful in business and at home and just and all the things that you do. But of course, we can always do things better. We can take it from good to great. We can take it from great to fantastic. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at some things that, just some simple things, what I call simple nuggets, that will help us transform the things that we are doing in our business and in our personal lives. Now, it is snowy today here on the East Coast. And so if you're like me and you work from home primarily and you have children that are school age, they are home. That makes things a little interesting. Let's just say that. Things a little bit colorful and let's say diverse. Is that a good word, diverse? A diverse array of things that go on when kids are home and bored, right? But we're going to push past that and we're going to move onward to the things that will make us successful in our business and in our life. Okay, the first thing, well, actually not the first thing, but the sixth thing, because we looked at five last week. And again, these are simple truths, simple nuggets that will help us transform the thing that we are doing. All right, the first thing that we're going to look at today and what makes successful women successful and the things that they do differently would be to watch the clock. Watch the clock. That's so important. To be on time for a variety of reasons. Number one, you know, doesn't it help make a really great impression? You know, if we're showing up on time for things, I don't care if it's something as simple as, you know, being home for the babysitter or showing up for a client, all those different things. I mean, that is part of our brand, right? It's a part of our impression, including our first impression many times, being on time. I really cannot stress that enough. I mean, obviously, there are times that cannot always take place, but guess what? You can call, you can just be considerate and be courteous of other people's time. I always like to say it's basically stewarding over someone else's time, because if we're making an appointment with someone, you know, that's their time also. So we want to be wise stewards of our time as well as their time. And I think people can really appreciate that, you know, because if you're habitually late and it's always kind of something, one or two things may be the reasons why this is happening. One, poor planning and poor organization, which I'll kind of touch on in a little bit. But also sometimes it's, how can I say this with being politically correct? Or do I even want to be politically correct? Sometimes it's just a matter of really being a little self-centered and not caring about anyone else's time other than your own. Okay, but guess what? It does backfire, because after a while, people, you know, you'll get a reputation for doing that, and people won't want to fool with you. I have a colleague, bless her heart, woman is late for everything, and, you know, it's kind of always an excuse that she wasn't feeling well, or, you know, she was taking some type of medicine that slowed her down. And the thing about it is, I mean, that cannot always be the case. So we really want to make sure that we are on time, or at least make our best effort to be on time. That's really, really, really important. You know, and sometimes we can also miss out. I know there was a time when I just could not, I mean, see my right hand from the left, and I was just, it was always putting me behind 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, hey, and I may have been that one. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, crazy excuse. But what I began to see is I was missing out. I was missing out on things because people would have to move on. I mean, whether it was an appointment at a nail shop or what have you, I was missing out and people had to move on. And so by the time, you know, you end up missing something like a nail appointment, you're in the car buffing your nails out yourself on the way to another important appointment, you learn the lesson. You know, you have to respect people's time. So that's really, really something that I want all of our listeners here on Sade Speaks to be mindful of, to be successful. Another thing, Being kind. I mean, this sounds so simple, right? Being kind. I mean, even my 5-year-old daughter, and my 5 and 7-year-old daughter, they went through this whole thing about the importance of being kind. And I mean, it's really true. How many times have you met someone that you really wanted to meet and you just really look forward to engaging with them, all to find out that they're really not nice, that they're a bully, they're not nice, they're not kind. And this is not to say you have to be a wallflower or be someone like, Molly Homemaker or somebody, or someone who is not assertive or aggressive. But I'm just saying, how about having it where people can stand to be around you? How about that? That a noble thought. I remember there was a woman that I used to work with, really, really sharp, but she just rubbed people the wrong way. And she had a tendency to, I mean, her employees would drop like flies. She'd fire someone and then she'd rehire them and then she'd fire them and she'd rehire them. And after a while, it's like, listen now, you're just not nice. People, you should want to have people want to work for you. I always like to think about the example in football. My husband always talks about football, right? And he just draws out leadership principles from football. And so he'll say something like, wow, that team, they just really quit on their coach. They didn't want to play for their coach. And I asked him, well, what does that mean? What does that mean when you don't want to play for your coach? And basically, they've just given up. They've given up on his leadership, and somehow the coach has lost them somewhere, just in that dynamic in their relationship. And so you really want to make sure that at the end of the day, you have to inspire people. You want to have them want to work for you. And it's like the old adage, do you want to just micromanage people? Do you really just want to tell people what to do? You set yourself up for sabotage. You set yourself up for high turnover. So, being nice is free. It's free. It doesn't cost you a single dime. It's okay to be assertive, but it's also okay not to have people's stomach turn when they have to deal with you, right? So we're gonna be kind, y'all, all right? Another thing that's so important, and that I know that many of us have been guilty of, including myself, is to treat your body right. To make some time for yourself, to treat your body right. What are the things that you're putting in your body? If you're like me, that may be caffeine, right? Caffeine. And I know experts have talked about the benefits of caffeine, and true, but not too much caffeine, for instance. Or are you drinking too much sugar? One of the quickest ways to eliminate weight, for instance, is to stop drinking sodas. And that may mean diet sodas as well. I mean, I can agree that sometimes you need a cold, sharp, bubbly drink or what have you, but you really want to treat your body right. That's getting enough sleep, that's getting enough exercise. It doesn't mean you have to run a marathon tomorrow, but it does mean you have to move around and get your body moving, get your body flowing, get the blood flowing, and all of those good things. That's very, very important. And most of the women that I know who are successful do a great job at that, whether it's walking or making time to go to the gym. They make time for themselves and to treat their bodies right. Very important, very important. Another thing that is really helpful and will help you be successful is to make and keep a clean desk. Oh my goodness. It makes all the difference in the world. And, I have a home office, and I really wouldn't even call it an office. It's more like an area. I kind of converted half of my living room for office space, and it's just a nice desk and what have you. Not too bulky and whatnot, but basically, it's a part of my living room design. And so when it's messy, the first thing I see when I walk in my home is my messy office. And trust me, it does not inspire me. It certainly is not inviting. So one of the things that I do now is to make sure that at the end of a work, time, whether it be the evening or whatever time it is during the day, is I make sure that I straighten my desk up. Because obviously, when I do have clients that come and look at things like their, collateral or just their imagery as I'm showing it to them on the screen, that they're also comfortable. And so things like having appropriate storage helps, little wicker baskets and whatnot. There's Home Goods and TJ Maxx and a variety of stores, a Container Store, that have storage solutions to help you keep your office area clean, your desk clean. But it makes a huge difference. And again, speaking about caffeine, those little marks that are on your desk from the coffee cup from yesterday morning, just take it down, wipe it down. You just feel confident and just have that space, that clean space that, you're ready to work that next time that you're at your desk. Simple, but but yet very, very powerful. All right, another thing, another nugget that will help you be successful is to keep learning. Even though many of us are experts, we can always keep learning. Okay, we have to be lifetime learners. Never stop learning, whether it's about your craft or even something outside of what you do. Keep on learning. You know, it makes you a more well-rounded person. It certainly helps with conversations. And guess what? Things are constantly changing. I mean, just think about it. Within the last 5 years, look at mobile technology. Look at online solutions. Look at the things that are changing every single day that are just transforming our lives and transforming our businesses. So funny, my daughter has to read 20 books a month. Can you imagine? She's 6 years old, and she has to read 20 books a month. This is her part of her book log, okay? This is just outside of the reading that she does at school. And so I must admit, we had some physical books, okay? And I do take my children to the library, I do. But we had about maybe 5 or 7 more books that we had to read to complete the 20 books. So I got online, I got on YouTube, and guess what? There is a whole host of Dr. Seuss books on YouTube where some man just went and actually had a book and turned it page by page and read along with us. Very helpful. And guess what? I was able to complete, well, she was able to complete her book log, you know, within like a couple nights. So, I mean, just learning something new. I had heard about that in a mom discussion group. I said, wow, you know what? Let me try that. And it really just did help me, and it helped her be able to finish her book log successfully for this month. And I mean, it's just amazing to see what you can learn by reading, by asking questions, and just being open to learning in general, you know, because as teachers, as speakers, as experts, we have to continually keep that learning process open and free so that we can actually teach and continue to speak and what have you. So we have to be lifelong learners. And oh my goodness, this one here, this nugget, to set measurable goals. Wow. I can't say enough about that. I mean, it can be frustrating, especially if you are trying to grow your subscriber list or you're trying to gain more numbers, for instance, on social media, likes and followers, or if you're trying to get more clients or even like lose weight. You know, we see these big, big goals. We see other people that have attained these goals and we want it, right? But we don't necessarily appreciate the small measurable goals. For instance, okay, speaking of social media, let's just say you have a new page and you want to get, let's say, more likes or more followers or have you. You might say, well, if I get 10 new likes a day or 10 new likes per week, you know, just imagine what that will translate into a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, etc. Or losing weight. You know, oh, I want to lose, you know, 30 pounds or 25 pounds. But just think about it, if you could take it into bite size, excuse the pun, bite size, but just bite size amounts of weight. Let's say 2 to 3 pounds per week. Now, wouldn't that be something more that we could achieve? Something that will help boost our confidence? So, you know, let's make measurable goals, some things that we can actually attain. And guess what? If we're consistent, then we will achieve those goals. Which leads me into my next nugget, being consistent. Oh my goodness. And, you know, I mentioned children and life and what have you. And no matter whether if you have children, if you don't, if you're married, if you're not, lots of us have many things going on, right? So if we're consistent, it makes all the difference in the world. So if that's working out twice a week, 3 times a week, you know, if we're consistent, we will definitely see our goals being achieved by being consistent. So I'm just really excited that I could just share with you this, these little things, these little truths, these little bite-sized nuggets that we could take on our journey in being successful, learning from what other successful women have done to make them who they are and what they do. Again, thank you for just chiming in here and listening to see what is going on over here at Sade Speaks. If you have any other show ideas or if you want to be on the show, please reach out to me on my website, www.shadedennis.com, or on our Facebook page over at PWE, which is facebook.com/PWE. Until next time, be fabulous in all you do.